Hello.
Good evening. Would you like to get started or you want to wait?
Well, I guess your time is limited. So, you know, at this time of day, let's go ahead and get started. I did not get to catch up, though, from what I missed the other day.
Okay. We are in the Sulam commentary of the Zohar, the Parsha of Lech Lecha, section 17. We're beginning the section tonight with Pasuk 146. And we'll start with Olashem Yehud. Olashem Yehud, Kud Shabri Hu Ishkinte, Bib Hilu, Urhim, Uthilu, Urhim. Leakta, Lashem Yehud, Hey, Bohape. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Elohinu Eleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Eleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. Pasuk 146 in section 17. Rabbi Shimon Hawa Azil Be'archa Wahawa Mehu Ya Rabbi Elazar Bereya Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yehuda Ad Hawo Azle Amar Rabbi Shimon Tawalna Hech Bene Alma La Mashkihin Lamin Dami Lady Oraita We Alma Kaime Patach we amar Nafshi Ibiticha Belaila Afruhi Bekirbi Ishkarecha Aikira Ukmuha Beuk Mena Leia Avalta Hatse Nafsha Divbar nash katzalik liyar seya nafkat mineya besal kal eila v'itema v'kal huo salkan lav kol fad v'fad Kameyape Malka Ela Nasha Salka Bela Ishtar Babehade Gufa Barhad Bashibu Ikikusta Behayuta Diliba. The translation, Rabbi Shimon was walking along the way, accompanied by his son, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Yehuda. As they were walking, Rabbi Shimon said, I am amazed that the people of this world do not pay attention to the words of Torah or to understanding the reason for their own existence in the world. He opened the discussion by saying, with my soul, have I desired you in the night. With my spirit, the Hebrew is ruach, within me will I seek you early. This verse has already been explained, but come and see. When a person goes to bed, his nefesh leaves and mounts on high. And if you say that they all mount on high, referring to the other grades of Ruach and Neshama, it is not so, because not everyone sees the face of the king. Only the Nefesh rises up, leaving an impression in the form of minimum life for the heart, with the body. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. It also provides new information to me. This information causes additional questions to be asked. What would you ask? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, on at night, our school rose, and we were in the Garden of Eden to study Torah for ages. And that Hashem came in the garden as well. I don't know why I never thought it was the Nefesh. Maybe somehow I missed that along the way.
You didn't miss it along the way. It was never made clear until this pasuk.
Okay.
That was the information to me also.
Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you, so I didn't hear what you said. We spoke at the same time.
I said that was the new information to me also.
Okay.
Correct. That's what everybody thinks. Me too. Yeah. Until this came in to teach us otherwise. And when you think about it, it makes more sense. You have the Nefesh in the lower Garden of Eden. You have the Ruach in the higher Garden of Eden. And you have the Neshama in the palace of above the world of Briah.
Oh, well, okay. That makes a difference. I was thinking because sleep is 1/60th of death.
Okay.
You know, that to me was like the whole soul was up, and you were like you would be, especially after just having a procedure that I was put to sleep, you know, by an anesthesia. I mean, you really feel like when you're up, you were somewhere else for sure. You know, I mean, you just totally were gone. So that's interesting. I'm assuming we're going to get more as we keep going, the next few verses.
We usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else have any comments or questions about this pasuk?
Well, let's state again, the Nefesh rises, and then what did you say about the Ruach and the Neshama? The Neshama, I remember you said, was in the world of Briah. The Nefesh is in the lower garden?
The Nefesh is in the lower garden. The body remains in the physical world. The Nefesh goes to the lower Garden of Eden. The Ruach goes to the higher Garden of Eden. And the Neshama goes to the world of Briah, which would be probably be referred to as the palaces of Hashem. But we're really not sure. That's a guess on my part about the Neshama. But it makes sense for the other two.
Okay, seemed like there was something. Let me look at it again. The Ruach within me, well, I see clearly. It made me wonder, is it as morning begins to dawn, so to speak, is it then that the Ruach is becoming more prominent, and that's why we go into morning prayers after we wake?
Correct. The first to
that's
return
the
to the body is the Nefesh.
The desire.
Okay. But there's I can't think of it off the hand, but there's that prayer right after the Asher Yatzar, the prayer for going to the bathroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Elohai Neshama is the next two words.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taught that the meditation should be that the Neshama is for Adam. And we intertwine our name in Hebrew letters with the word Neshama. But that, we're taught that that's connecting to the Achman Bina. But it's not real clear. I mean, we have to contemplate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a way, even if you think about it, I mean, the body has to stay alive. So.
Well, it says what it is.
So what stay in the body?
It says only the nefesh rises up, leaving an impression in the form of a minimum life for the heart. Only the heart stays alive. Everything else in the body has died. Not in the full sense of death like we understand death, but in the fact that we're sleeping, which is 1/60th of death. But the only thing that keeps us alive is the nefesh doesn't all leave. A certain minimum amount related to the heart stays. Should I go on, or you want to continue with contemplating this? Because it's a deep...
Yeah, it is a deep... Every time we see the word soul and spirit, we really need to look at the Hebrew and see if the word is... In Hebrew, is ruach, or if it's nefesh. I had a tendency to think of, you know, the soul. I knew the five parts, but I had a tendency to think of it as one unit. So it's like now you need to look and see which part of the soul is being, which word is being used in Hebrew in the Torah. Or that they're not, because Isaiah was one of the scripture verses.
Well, in the Aramaic, nefesh is nasha, nun pei shin aleph.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. I guess I didn't pay that much attention to the Aramaic, although I followed you. But... Okay. All right, tell me those letters again. The Nefesh in Aramaic.
Nun Pei Shin Aleph.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go to the next verse. Maybe that'll help us too.
I'm not seeing any the word ruach in the Aramaic on that verse. So.
Well,
I'm not sure which one it's referring to.
Well, it's in capital letters, so probably because Rabash, those are his additions.
Right. Verse 147. When Nasha Zla. Uvaya Lasalka Wakama Dargin Ladargin Lasalka Shatat Yvayhi Itarat Vihane Komirin Tahirin Dim Savuta Iyo Dikiyat Vilaista Akaplat Bimama Salka Leila Weila Dikiyat Istavat Binehu Vita Bikat Viho Vilasalka Yatir. The translation, as the nefesh leaves the body and wishes to climb, there are many graves to climb. It wanders about and meets with klipot of the likes of impurity. If the nefesh is pure and has not been defiled with the body during the day, then it rises upward. But if it is impure, then it is defiled among the klipot, and the klipot cleaves unto them and climbs no further. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. We learn this information within our advanced reincarnation classes. The Ari also learned it here, yet he confirmed it with contemplation. I'm intuiting that that's true. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I don't remember that being in the advanced reincarnation class, but... I would have thought that verse was describing a meditation, you know, that the klipot would interfere with your rising. But I wouldn't have thought it during sleep. So this is a new sense to me.
In the reincarnation classes, we learn that when the soul leaves the body to go to for the body to sleep, the soul rises, and depending on the actions of the body soul combination at night, during the day, depending on that combination, the actions of the day, whether the klipot has been given permission to bother that particular soul in its climb upward. If it's not given permission, and if there's not a lot of negativity that was done that day by the body and the soul combination, then the soul rises up cleanly and doesn't get bothered by the klipot. But if there were negative actions, then the klipot is given permission to bother the soul on its climb, and it doesn't really get too far. But we do learn that in reincarnation. It may not be as explicit as that, but it's clear. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
No, it's a short passage. I'm sure there's a lot there in between the lines, but I think. It wanders about, means it's really having trouble even ascending on its own before even the klipot tries to cling to it.
Right. The nefesh elevates up, but if it's been sullied during the day, the klipot attacks it. Remember we've spoken about if you've gone to sleep and you've slept 8-9 hours, but you're still exhausted when you wake up? And other times you can sleep for 3 to 5 hours and you're wide awake with all kinds of energy when you wake up?
Right.
The difference the difference is whether the Klipot has attacked you during the night as you rise.
Okay. Now, about once a month, I have a night where I just can't go to sleep. I've got plenty to do and to read and to keep me occupied. Sometimes I do a little bit of housework, then go back to... but I'll stay awake almost all night. I did that for years, and I thought it was because of Tony's work schedule. Sometimes when he was working graveyard, especially, I would stay up and I'd clean house. And then he'd come in at 7, take a shower, and go to bed. Well, I could go lay in the living room on the sofa and sleep for about 3 hours, and then that was enough sleep for me. And then the rest of the day did what I need, whether it was shopping or whatever. And I still fall into that pattern. Now, if that's a physical cause, that it was a habit, but I still, about once a month, I'm always glad when it happens because the next day I'm not tired. I may have to take a nap, but I'm not exhausted or anything, feeling like, well, I didn't sleep.
If you do a tikkun hanefesh, the accounting of the day each night, mm-hmm. if you do that, then you'll be able to track that and you'll understand exactly what I've said. Because you didn't do any negative actions during the day, the soul rises up cleanly. So you have no need for sleep because you didn't sully the soul. And so you can study without going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We're about out of time, so.
Okay.
We'll pick this up tomorrow night.
Okay.
Shalom. We have questions and answers tonight, so hopefully you'll have something.
Okay.
Shalom.
Okay, thank you. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom, Brandon.
Shalom, Hanok.